pigeons in London have a bad reputation. One of the city's mayors famously called them flying rats, and many Londoners accuse them of causing pollution with their droppings. But the birds are now being used to help measure another kind of pollution, air pollution, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
That's one of London's double-decker buses belching out exhaust fumes during morning rush hour. Andrea Lee works with environmental organization Client Earth. The group has taken the British government to court for what it says are illegal pollution levels in the city.
The Mayor of London released a report last year that showed that up to 10,000 early deaths are being caused each year from exposure to air pollution in London alone.
Lee says if people were better informed about the pollution they're breathing, they would pressure the government to do something about it. Nearby on a windy hill in Regent's Park, the pigeon experiment is underway. It all started with a contest sponsored by the London Design Festival, how to solve a world problem using Twitter. Frenchman Pierre Duquesnoy won the contest and chose pollution.
Basically, you know, I realized how important the problem was. But also I realized that most of the people around me didn't know anything about it.
Duquesnoy says he wanted to better measure pollution and use Twitter to make the results more accessible to the public.
So how would we go, you know, across the city quickly to try to get as much data as possible?
Drones were his first thought, but there are restrictions about flying them over London.
But pigeons can fly above London, right? Actually, they are Londoners as well. So, yeah, I thought about using pigeons, and also not just street pigeons, but racing pigeons, because they fly pretty quickly and pretty low.